This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now for another edition of DJV Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic down in Mount Dora, Florida, to go through with us the results of all of his research and studies, things that are very important, as much as we can get into an hour action-packed adventure in medicine. That's what this is about. Ken is a well-known cardiologist practicing not only in Florida, but actually all around the country in a world that's really thirsting for information about medical procedures, what's going on in one's body. You can connect telemedically with Ken by dialing 352-735-1400. You won't get him just there, but you make an appointment, okay? So talk to one of the nation's top cardiologists and somebody who not only has won awards because of what he does in the cardiological world, but because he's really good at giving advice for everything. And we've certainly noticed that with all the information and attention that he's given to COVID over the past couple of years. And I guess we have to start with that because there are a number of things this week that need attention, Ken, including the number of cases that we have at the moment, right? These numbers are from the Center for Disease Confusion or this week's numbers?
Well, this is an accumulation of cases because it seems like some milestones have been passed. And you have to realize some of this is estimation because a lot of self-testing is being done. And clearly when one self-tests, these positives are not being collected and put on the dashboard. But it is estimated by your CDC this week that 500 million people worldwide have COVID. And that
have it now?
Have had COVID.
Have had it, 19. Okay. Yeah.
Yes, since okay. The onset in January of 2020. And the death rate, the accumulated death rate in America seems to have gotten very close to the 1 million sad milestone.
All right, so I would, from what I've done in my regular conversations on my Monday through Friday program, the DJV program, I think that number, those two numbers, this is my observation, not having anything to do, I don't trust anything that comes out of the CDC much anyway, but the COVID cases, I think that's a low number. Frankly, I think that the Chinese never told the rest of the world, didn't have to, so they didn't tell us how many cases they had. I think there probably are alone. That's just my gut. And the other side of it is the deaths in America. We all know, and we've talked about this until we're blue in the face, how in many circumstances, for example, the state of New York caught red-handed inflating the numbers of people who actually died for insurance purposes or reimbursement purposes or whatever. So I'm not buying that many people died.
Hold on. Whoa. Pull back on your reins for a second.
Okay.
But actually, Doug, the flip side has been realized more recently about the deaths, that a lot of people are being sent home from hospitals who had COVID and then dying at home and not getting counted. A lot of people with COVID-19 are afraid to go into the hospital and are dying at home and not being counted. So early on, there was some miscounting. And, you know, those hospitals that you're recognizing really were, had serious, fines
ethical
against them.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And they're costly and, you know, and they realized it wasn't worth it. But the problem is there's also clearly more recently a recognition of people who died who have not been counted, especially people being sent home with a diagnosis and thinking that they're doing okay and then deciding they're just not going back to the hospital, or people just, in general, people are not entering the healthcare system in the last 2 years and they're not being counted, they're dying at home. So
what does your intuition tell you about that? Is that because they don't trust it? A lot of, you hear the stories of a lot of black people
don't
want to.
I don't, I don't think it's a matter of trust. I think it's more a matter of a fear of getting sicker coming into the healthcare system. And a lot of preventive testing is not being done. And people are just afraid of what they're going to catch coming into the healthcare system.
Yeah. All right. Next up here is Dr. Fauci crowing about how the mask mandate needs to continue. The airlines have said, please get rid of it sooner, and they were ignored. And now, apparently, instead of making an exception for airlines, the Center for Disease Confusion says you got to have masks if you're in an airplane or if you're in a bus, if you're in a train. And so on it goes, and you can be sure that that'll cause more annoyance on planes with people who don't want to wear a mask.
Well, the irony is, you know, this week on Broadway, everyone was drinking during the shows and not wearing their masks. If you see what actually happened, and you see what happens on an airplane, as soon as the drinks come out, the mask comes off. But I think it's interesting, and not to get political. I don't do politics. But it's just interesting that we're taking away the requirement for COVID surveillance at the borders, but we're keeping the masks on Americans traveling in planes.
Crazy. We live in times when people just don't make any sense, common sense out the window. Frightening, maybe. I don't know what the right word for it is. Annoying as hell, I think that's one of the words or phrases I'd come up with. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is DJV Health, a reminder now of the way to success. As you enjoy your Easter, you'll eat probably, you're probably Passover if you're in to Ramadan, whatever it is. This is a weekend, if not eating a lot, after these things are over, you'll eat a lot. And that packs on the pounds. When you eat a lot more than you're used to, it doesn't take much to put on a pound. Here and a pound, there a pound, there a pound. Everywhere there's a pound. So if you get to the point, maybe you've already lost a lot of weight and it's now coming back on again because you haven't been serious about pursuing how to keep it off. That's where Calitrin comes in wonderful fashion. For 25 years, these people with their fabulous, it's a very simple formula, actually, when you get right down to it. Doctor and three nurses who were treating people for, I guess, substance abuse and other things and putting on weight, they came up with this scientifically proven formula, collagen protein, in just the right mix, digestive enzymes, just the right mix, and aloe vera, just the right mix. And it helps then to repair your body after you've lost the weight and keep your body focused, if you will, on keeping the weight off. It's really amazing how this stuff works. So if you would like to have that success, you want to feel good about losing the weight and then keeping it off, go to their website. Toploss.com is the website. Toploss.com. Use the DJV code. Get $25 off the 90-day supply to celebrate their 25 years and free shipping as well. Weight loss stories, fabulous success. The info is the website abounds with information about the science and the success. So help yourself to success by losing the weight and keeping it off naturally with Calitrin. Check out toploss.com. When you check out, please use the discount code DJV.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, Easter style.
I love when everyone's dressed in their Easter best.
Then you need to check out the deals at Kohl's. I got 25% off the perfect floral dress, a new shirt for my husband for only $34.99, and got 25% off outfits the kids are going to look adorable in. Cue the family photo op.
Exactly. Did I mention you can also get an extra 30, 20, or 15% off with your Kohl's card and earn Kohl's cash?
Looks like some bunny hunts it down the savings.
Select style, 30, 20, or 15% off on April 16th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
To Dr. Ken, let's see if we can wrap up all the COVID stuff in this segment. Here's a new pill that supposedly, you think I'm going to pronounce this? You can try if you want. That cuts the death rate from COVID in half. So is this who came up? Is this a Pfizer? Because I thought there was a pill already that Pfizer has to treat it once you have it, right? Am I right about that?
The Pfizer pill is for the outpatient patient. This is potentially a game changer. And this was an ongoing study. It only made it to phase three. And there really isn't yet a great inpatient drug for those who are very close to death, and we're going to try and save them and make sure they don't die. Once you get into the intensive care unit, you're on oxygen and things don't look good. This drug, and I don't know how to pronounce it either, Sabizabulin. Sabizabulin. It's from Veru, V-E-R-U, Incorporated Pharmaceutical Company.
Never heard of it. Did you? Have you ever heard of them before?
I haven't. I haven't. And it was just stopped yesterday and the day before. It was an ongoing study. The results were so good. This is yet to be published information.
So what would cause that then? What's the hiccup?
Just give me a second. This is announced from the pharmaceutical company. It is yet to be published, but the results were so good. These were in near-death patients in the intensive care unit. The death rate was cut in half by this medication, and they decided to stop the study. The safety profile looked good, and they're now going to go to the FDA in the next few weeks to apply for an emergency use authorization. So this is very exciting. This may be a real game changer for saving patients in the hospital. It's not a giant study, but more research is needed, but we don't have anything like this yet.
Yeah. All right, so that's good news. Meanwhile, there's been a study on premature C-sections and whether they were affected during COVID.
Interestingly, the rate of premature C-section births have dropped during the COVID-19 pandemic. This was published this week in the Medical Journal of Pediatrics. And I think the reason, Doug, relates to what I just said before. People during COVID have gone to their physicians less. You go to your physician less, you're not going to get induced early. You're going to make it to a full-term labor. And that is the thought of why premature C-section births have dropped during COVID-19.
All right, so there are all kinds of things as this continues to rock and roll. I don't think you think this is going to be coming back again in the fall the way it has the last couple of years.
Well, let me talk for myself. I think this is not, I think in terms of the intensity, the severity, the death rate, we're not going to see it. But I don't think this is going to go away. I think we keep seeing new variants. I think it's going to be like the flu. Remember from 1918 pandemic, we now have an annual new flu strain.
Yeah, right.
And we get the flu vaccine. And I think COVID-19 is going to go the same way. We're going to continue getting new variants as we continue, but it's not going to be like it has been in the last couple of years. We're going to learn to live with it.
How long does COVID affect your thinking? One of the things that we've discussed in a recent podcast with Ken, djvhealthshow.com is where you get the podcasts. They are free, wherever you get your podcasts, actually, but check them out at djvhealthshow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur decks for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. With this week's DJV Health, Dr. Ken and Dr. Jack, with their personalities, with their knowledge, with the information they have. All right, let's get away from COVID because there are a lot of other things that are going on here. Here is, and maybe this is connected to a point, Ken, because there are a lot of people who have had COVID that have become extraordinarily depressed. And I know there are always studies about depression, and this late one looks like it could be good news for people who like to be physical, right?
Well, you know what my favorite drug is? It's exercise.
Yeah.
And this publication this week in JAMA Psychiatry, again, shows that routine physical activity, what your doctor advises you to do for your level, your abilities, actually will reduce your risk for depression in adults. And this is great news. So I think your spirits aren't what they should be. Talk to your doctor if you're not yet in an exercise program about getting into a good one. And if you haven't been in the gym for a while, put it in the budget if you can, a trainer for a few months, and you'd be surprised how much fun. You'll have a lifelong skill, and your spirits definitely will be upgraded.
How much of this may be caused by substance abuse? That is depression. When people get which comes first, the chicken or the egg here? Substance abuse, then depression, or depression, which may, with some people, lead to substance abuse?
Well, I think it can occur either way. And it probably comes first. Well, it can occur either way. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's often, if you can identify a trigger, try to eliminate the trigger. Sometimes you can't find a trigger, or it's a biochemical issue, and then it creates havoc, and so it goes the other way. So either way that you proposed can occur.
See, I guess I've seen some things about teenager substance abuse. There are so many things.
COVID.
Yeah.
COVID has just made substance abuse, and this is well proven, the substance abuse with the kids home has been horrible on their mental state.
Yeah.
Just bored, not doing what they want to be doing, and they've gone to drugs. It's terrible, and that's why they need to be in school.
How much of it has been linked also to the use of devices, to the teenagers who are their lives are so wrapped around social media and the devices that carry the social media information? That's got to, you know, if you're not, there's a whole stratus here. It seems, status and scratus.
Well, unfortunately, kids, teenagers are very vulnerable, and there's too much propaganda out there.
You know
out there, and so it is. It's a dangerous combination.
Yeah. What's a norovirus?
There are viruses that affect the brain. COVID-19, how many people do you know who still don't have their smell back? It's clear that that's an example of what you're asking about. A virus that goes to the brain, not only does it affect the nasal passages, but it actually goes to the centers in the brain that are responsible for taste and smell. This is an example of a neurovirus. But there are viruses specifically that do go to just the brain, and these are not good things.
So does mild cognitive impairment, as people get older, have... are you impacted more if you've had COVID than not, or are there other? I mean, we certainly know there's all kinds of reasons for cognitive impairment as you get older.
Well, stay tuned. That's going to be an interesting question that will be studied. But clearly, people who have long haulers, you know, where the symptoms go on for 6 months,
right.
I sadly interact with them. I had a young gentleman in his late 20s this week who clearly is aware that he's not thinking and remembering as well as he should be.
Wow.
And he couldn't even tell me where the city where his primary care doctor
was. Oh, wow, that's going to hit home hard. It's coming up to 1:30. Another half hour with Dr. Ken coming right up.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Is your child America's next top young scientist? If you know a middle school student who loves STEM, it's time for them to show what they know and compete for a chance to win $25,000 plus an exclusive opportunity to work with a 3M scientist to help bring their idea to life. Enter this year's 3M Young Scientist Challenge, held in partnership with Discovery Education, by April 26th. Visit youngscientistlab.com/challenge to learn more.
Got a broken down boat with seats chewed up by rascally raccoons? Or a vintage pickup you keep promising to fix up? Give your unwanted vehicle the boot by donating it to Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation for Kids with Cancer. They'll pick up your vehicle at no charge and hassle-free. Every donation means more dollars for children facing this disease. Simply go to carsthatcure.org or dial 855-CAR-ALSF. That's carsthatcure.org or 855-227-2573.
If your office is reopening, Staples has you covered.
Back to the office, back to in-person meetings.
Staples has you covered.
In the office one day, home the next. I need to be able to work from anywhere.
Staples has you covered with everything you need for everywhere you work. Right now, save $15 when you spend $75 on select items. Everything you need for the office, home, anywhere. Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 4/16, in-store only. Coupon required, one per customer. See store or staplesconnect.com for exclusions and details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia this week, through formal diplomatic channels, told the United States and NATO to stop giving shipments of the most sensitive weapon systems to Ukraine. And they were adding fuel to the conflict and could bring unpredictable consequences. End quote. The notice came in as President Biden approved an additional $800 million package, including 155mm howitzers, a serious long-range artillery, and other weapons. Russian President Putin Friday via a translator.
What is surprising here? So-called partners from unfriendly countries assume that they can avoid Russian energy resources, including natural gas. Its reasonable replacement for Europe doesn't exist.
As we enter Easter weekend, Easter's exact date varies every year because of the moon. The holiday is set to coincide with the first full moon after the vernal equinox. USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Republican Representative Matt Rosendale on Newsmax Thursday is making the claim the crisis at the border has been building for the past 18 months.
We're having these conversations about Title 42. Everyone needs to keep in mind, Title 42 is a public health. They have communicable diseases that they should not just be allowed into our country, and we should still continue to utilize that. We have got a whole host of immigration laws that are being ignored. We have our Border Patrol agents that have been stripped of their ability to use rules of engagement and keep illegals from entering into our country. And so we see this flood of humanity and drugs and human trafficking taking place, and it's destroying our entire country. This isn't just impacting our border states. It is impacting every state across the nation with illegal drugs and human trafficking.
A COVID test could become real easy.
The FDA has granted emergency use authorization to the first COVID-19 test that uses breath samples. The Inspect IR COVID-19 breathalyzer is now available for use in medical facilities and mobile testing sites. In the study, the breathalyzer accurately identified 91.2% of positive tests. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Back in the next half hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, DJB Health. We were talking about older adults and the impact of cognitive impairment as you get older and maybe COVID or whatever other things. If you've had a lot of alcohol, I saw something this week about Cuba Gooding Jr. and how his life has been ruined by alcoholism, basically. And you wonder, you see people who just don't seem to get away from, they don't seem to be able to. And oftentimes doctors who are specialists in this, Ken, will tell you it's a genetic problem. I know in my family, those sorts of, my mother was a wild alcoholic, I just stayed away. But there have been people in my family who are the collective family, because I have two sisters, who have not been able to stay away from alcohol. And, you know, some of it lasted a while, some of it didn't. But, you know, you wonder about that and how it impairs people, not just older people, but as you go along, I can't imagine. You know, your death on marijuana, and I get that. But alcohol and all of these things, why do you suppose there isn't a groundswell of, maybe it's because there's so much money, I'm answering my own question, if a groundswell of support for at least not helping support the alcohol business and the tobacco business? Is it they kill you? Kill you.
Well, I think we tried this in the roaring 20s.
Yeah, we did.
So it happened.
Yep. Yeah.
So, you know, I think you answered it.
Well, the same thing happens is now happening with marijuana. It may not be good for you, but that doesn't mean people aren't going to want to abuse it. For whatever the reason, makes them feel good. Sometimes it does. It helps them sleep better, all that sort of thing. Anyway, I want to go back to older adults for a while and talk more about what is at risk here and what causes it. So when we say older adults, do we need to define that as far as jobs are concerned? We know a lot of older adults who have been retired, they can't afford to live, so they go back to work. And is it harder for older people to get jobs, to hold the jobs? They're getting the kind of jobs that are not exactly desirable, right, in many instances?
Well, boy, there's a lot there to unpack. You're not going to like the answer about it. In these studies, when they say older, usually it's above 60. So in the study that I think you're referring to about job insecurity among older adults, increasing a risk for memory loss, that was out in JAMA this week, that was in older adults defined as 60 and above. And, just think about it. How many people in their 60s are beginning to just lose a little bit of that memory, a little bit of that thinking touch? And what they identified here was just being secure in your job may help that.
All right, something to think about. I'm glad I'm not in that circumstance, but I do know some people who are, frankly. All right, more on memory and thinking. Here's a study that people should know about as to how your personality affects your memory and your ability to think things through. I find this extraordinarily interesting.
Do we have enough time to cover
this? Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is out of the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology. This is interesting. So what they discovered, Doug, was that certain personality traits may make older adults more or less vulnerable to waning memory and thinking skills. So here's the difference. Those high on the conscientious scale, like you, organized, self-disciplined, and productive, are less likely to develop mild cognitive impairments. That refers to subtler problems with memory and other mental skills that sometimes precede dementia, like we were just talking about. However, the other side of the scale, and I won't give any examples of any names here, but on the other end of the spectrum are older folks high in neurotic behavior, a tendency to be anxious, moody, and vulnerable to stress. They have an increased risk of developing mild cognitive impairment versus people low on the neurotic scale.
Neuroses. Then we just love them. Okay, let's pause for a moment. Then we continue on with a focus on certain vaccines that have nothing to do with COVID. As we continue with Dr. Kent Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here on DJV Health for this weekend, Easter weekend. Hopefully you're having a good one. Passover weekend, Ramadan weekend. People will eat a lot. And we're going to talk to Kent about heart problems after you eat a lot during a weekend of eating, as often happens when the family gets together. Coming up in a matter of moments. First, though, a reminder about how you take advantage of the season, how you take advantage of this wonderful weather. Throw open the windows in your house. Get that fresh air in and get a good night's sleep. Now, if you're not getting a great night's sleep because it has nothing to do with the fresh air, it has to do with the mattress, has to do with the pillows, has to do with all kinds of things that are concretely tied together. Mattresses, mattress toppers, sheets, pillows, pillowcases, all of these things, they come together to allow you to have the perfect MyPillow sleeping experience. So if you don't have these, your mattress is kind of, you got gnarly, it's bumpy, lumpy, all that stuff, and all the old pillows in here, they wear out after a while. So get your MyPillow mattress today. Get a set of Giza Dream bed sheets as well. Two pillows come with it. The sheets on their own. Best-selling thing now at MyPillow, interestingly enough, not the pillows, but the sheets. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable, wonderful sheet you'll ever own. Available in both solids and stripes. A lot of great colors. I had flannel Giza sheets this winter. Now back to the soft, really wonderful. I have blue and I have green. I have white. You can get whatever color you want. MyPillow.com. Check it out in the catalog. You get two. If you're just buying the sheets themselves, the sheet sets, you'll get two for the price of one plus free shipping. Use that DJV promo code when you go to MyPillow.com to buy whatever's in the pillow. You look around the catalog and the MyPillow catalog, see all kinds of things that you might want. So if you are spending more money than you're comfortable, they'll finance it for you, I think without interest, matter of fact. All of this info, all of these offers, all this good stuff at MyPillow.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Carl Amari. For nearly 40 years, I've been licensing the rights to classic radio shows, including The Shadow, Jack Benny, Gunsmoke, Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Abbott and Costello, and many more. Today, I have over 100,000 classic radio shows, and because I work with the owners and estates, I'm provided the master recordings, which are superior sound quality. Each month, I select 10 classic radio shows and send them to Classic Radio Club members along with detailed liner notes about each show. If you'd like to receive 10 amazing-sounding classic radio shows sent to you each month, either on CD or via digital download, visit ClassicRadioClub.com. And now, every Classic Radio Club member will receive an email from me each week with a digital download link to the full 5-hour Hollywood 360 podcast. The links never expire, so you can listen anytime you'd like. Learn more about the Classic Radio Club at ClassicRadioClub.com.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Hi, Doug Steffen here with our weekly dose of info. Speaking of doses, there's this HPV vaccine. There are a lot of ads on TV, Ken, for drugs. And you see especially a lot of this kind of ad. I would have thought there weren't a lot of people who would be worried or concerned about HPV. I remember when you and I talked about it on the air, and you said you got it for your daughter, the vaccine, because, you know, I guess women are worried about cervical cancer. This seemed to have come out of nowhere. When did it first develop? What was the cause of the concern, and what's going on with it now?
Well, this is just the background here is the known link between the papillomavirus and cervical cancer. The human papillomavirus, HPV, as the cause of cervical cancer. Mm-hmm. And about 10 years ago or more, a little more, 10 to 15 years ago, the development of this vaccine that became controversial because it was given to younger women in the early 12, 13, 14, 15-year-old when it was first introduced, the concern that, you know, bringing this up would make them more prone to early sexual experience. So that added to the controversy. And then this vaccine turns out to be very painful. A lot of girls passing out with it, and it was three shots. And the number of girls who completed their vaccination with this, it was nowhere near what the original hope was because of the hotness of the issue at that young an age, the pain involved, and going three times for this wonderful experience. The good news is, just out this week in the New England Journal of Medicine Evidence Journal, is that actually one dose of the HPV vaccine can prevent cervical cancer, and we may not have to go through this three sequences, which definitely is not something everyone's racing to get front in line. So good news, one shot may be just as good as three.
All right. Let's do some things from your area of specialty. Ken is a cardiological expert. He's a cardiologist down at Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic in Florida. And once again, a reminder about how easy it is to access him in person at the clinic or on the telemedicine connections, 352-735-1400. A lot of people locally hear Ken on the radio on the stations in Central Florida, and they say, well, I like listening to him. I'm going to find out more about what's aching me here or what's ailing me here. So call him up and have the conversation. 352-735-1400 for that consultation. All right, let's talk about, again, I said your specialty. There is an increase, this aorta, you and I talked about this when I had my physical, and you're welcome to reference it, you certainly have my permission. So you said that the diameter of my, was it the aorta itself, or whatever leading out of my heart, had gotten just a teensy bit bigger. If it gets bigger, what happens?
Well, here I go dating myself. Some of us remember John Ritter from the TV show Three's Company. Some don't. But John Ritter from Three's Company unfortunately died because the main pipe in his chest, the aorta, it's like putting a garden hose into a motor. That connection, the garden hose is the aorta in the chest. It's called the thoracic aorta. It goes straight up to the neck, then behind the heart, and then down to the groin. When it passes the waist, it's called the abdominal aorta. There's a fork in the road, and one side goes to each leg. Mm-hmm. And all along the course of this main artery of the body, it takes the blood away from the heart, is a normal diameter. And if it exceeds a certain size, it can explode. It looks like the balloons we made for the kids with dogs, these long, thin balloons. You blow them up in one portion, they explode. Yeah. It used to be very, very hard to image this in the chest. And that's why we used to get, as cardiologists, a lot of 3 a.m. wake-up calls, because it was torture to put people through the test to do it. Fortunately, the technology is now available since about 2003 out of Johns Hopkins with these fast CAT scanners. We can now really pretty easily see this in everybody, and this should never be missed as a diagnosis. Even with doing simple calcium scoring now, you can just get a good diameter of the thoracic aorta and very low radiation. So this is important because out of the Medical Journal Radiology this week, we learned that an increased diameter of the aorta in the chest is linked to a higher risk of heart attack and stroke. And the discussion is that this might be added to the risk assessment that we do of people, looking at how aggressive we need to lower their risk of heart attack and stroke. And this looks like another factor that's important.
All right, so one other area from the heart. Noisy neighborhoods apparently raise the risk of you having a heart attack.
There's a couple easy ways to explain that. The increased mental stress of living in that kind of environment, and then the impairment it may have on your sleep quality. Good sleep quality, good sleep duration, and just, you know, connecting with nature and being mentally unstressed is so heart healthy.
Yep. All right. So there it is from the man who is a cardiologist, who is a reference for the American College of Cardiology, here from Lake Cardiology. Coming up, questions for Dr. Ken. That's next. Ken Kronos, Doug Steffen on DJB Health.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Ken Gronhaus is here. D. Jimmy Health Time is 53 past the hour. And to focus on some questions that obviously have maybe quicker answers than we might be able to get to as we explore lots of different regions of your health during the bulk of the DJV program, which you can hear every week and every weekend, plus the DJV Health podcast with Dr. Ken. You can catch that and all the DJV Health Show podcasts free at djvhealthshow.com. If you have questions about something, you can see the list of all of the, over years and years and years, the conversations that Ken and I have had encapsulated on the podcast. So if you got questions, lots of the most recent one, take a look at recent popularity of knee surgery. So check that out and all the studies that Ken looks at and works on at djvhealthshow.com. So here's the focus on screening for women, the false positives, mammograms. I've often thought that even though they're more expensive, that you ought to have MRIs. Women should have MRIs. Insurance won't pay for that, though, right? Is that the problem?
You hit it exactly.
Yeah. So that's the end of the story.
but we know that about half women get annual mammograms over a 10-year period will have a false positive finding at some point. So ultrasound and MRIs, hopefully in the future, will have a bigger role because we need to do better.
Yeah, we sure do. All right, connected to that, there's a new hormone pill that may boost outcomes for older breast cancer patients. All right, here we go, trying to pronounce. This came out of a cancer symposium. Yeah, here we go. E-L-A-C-E-S-T-R-A-N-T. We are having a hard time pronouncing some of these new, some of the new medicines. Elestrant, you want to try that? Is that it? Elestrant? I don't sound too smart when I go through some of these things, but why? And that's we ask these questions all the time. Why the heck do they come up with these hard names? Why not just call it Ellis Strand or something instead of putting a lot of extra vowels
and consonants in it? I don't know if you're reading the scientific name, which you probably are, or the brand name. Usually the brand name is easy, and the scientific name, you know, if it doesn't sound complicated, then it's not important research.
All right. Okay, well, anyway, this hormone pill is supposed to boost the outcome. As we were just saying, the mammograms aren't so good, so you take one of these pills and it makes the reading better, I suppose. Is that what this is all about? Especially if you're older. Right. And how old are you supposed to, do you have to be, when women go through menopause, should they stop getting breast cancer examinations or breast exams?
No, I think you should continue. I think that, you know, part of this has to be individualized by your genetics, your risk, your history, your alcohol use. So, this is a question you just have to talk to your doctor about.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I think you ought to try to insist, though, especially if there's cancer. I know with my daughter, she insisted, her mother, my wife, died of breast cancer, horrible 21 years of having stage 4, and Megan wanted to make sure that it wasn't in her system, and then even after that was proved that it wasn't, she didn't have a new system, still, she takes great care at having the examination.
Let me just say simply about all this, Doug, is that I think if you know as a woman that you're at high risk, what you're pointing out, you know, Megan, her family history, you've had genetic testing, you've used too much adult beverages, your weight is a little too high for your height, mm-hmm. and if you have any of the big risk factors, you should insist on getting an MRI. Because the people who are at high risk for breast cancer, these are the people who really need the MRI.
Right. All right. So make sure you get the...
For screening for breast cancer.
Right. Yeah. You need to really kind of focus on that. All right. Do we have a quick comment about, I see a study on cochlear implants. This is what Rush Limbaugh had. I think he made these famous, didn't he? Because he lost his hearing. So do you get your hearing back with these implants?
Yeah, with the right doctor, with the right implant, it can really be life improving in so big a way. Sometimes this has a huge effect. It doesn't help everyone in all times, but it's to talk to a good ear doctor because some people are really helped quite a bit.
It looks strange. I've seen a couple of other people who have had the implant. It's actually put into your skull and somehow connected to your eustachian tube, I guess, isn't it? Is that what happens?
Yes, it's an electronic device. It stimulates the cochlear nerve, and this is the nerve for hearing, and helps a lot of people, but not everybody.
Yep. All right, there it is. Answers to questions. Questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.